They would spend their lives draped in velvet if it were socially acceptable. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, Ohio State hoops. Going to be a fun team to watch, but it'll also have big-time expectations. They'll be ranked, and they'll have a new backcourt, and will feel like they are going to be a worthy contender of not only getting in the dance, but doing some damage. The guy that will cover the journey will be Adam Jardy. Jardy on the Journey covers Buckeye hoops for the Columbus Dispatch. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Adam, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I like that Jardy on the Journey. I might
yes.
have to borrow that.
All right. Yeah, you might have to pay some royalties to the Big Ten Network, but don't worry about them. We'll fight them off for you.
The lawyers will figure that out.
Exactly. Everyone's getting name, image, and likeness now anyway, Jardy, so you're coming from a place of strength. Speaking of transformation, Caleb Wesson, I mean, yeah. I don't even recognize him. The weight loss, how does he feel it'll impact his season? Give us a little insight into the motivation here and what you think it'll come of him losing all that weight.
Sure. So the motivation started by just taking an honest, objective look at his season last year and realizing that for as impactful as he was and all the things that he could do, there were a lot of things that he still couldn't do. And he wants to play in the NBA, and he went and got some of that feedback. He had workouts with the Hawks and with the Celtics, and the very consistent feedback was, you got to lose some weight, man. You got to be in better shape. We want to see you make a play at one end, dunk the ball at one end, sprint down to the other end of the court, get a block, get the ball out in transition, finish with a layup. We want to see you stack plays like that on top of each other. And you can't do that right now. You want to play in the NBA, you got to guard Anthony Davis. You couldn't guard Anthony Davis right now. So he took that all to heart. And 1 week after the season ended, he was already in the gym working with his trainer in Westerville, putting in the time, putting in the effort. I mean, and he went from like 289 to 255 by the time the summer rolled around. I mean, he lost that weight. I mean, he was working. So how that impacts his game this season, I mean, I think it you're going to see him just do more. I think you will see him on the court longer. I mean, he played 26 minutes a game last year. I mean, I think he plays 30-plus minutes a game this year. I think you see him cut down on his fouls because he's going to be in better position. And you're going to see him just be a more explosive player. All the things that the NBA feedback told him he needed to work on, I think you'll see him improve in that this year.
You know, Adam, it was interesting last year, especially towards later in the year. I mean, Chris Holtmann's great, you know, because he realizes sometimes winning is winning ugly. And, you know, we're in a team that was actually, you know, maybe the most explosive offensively, so they slowed it down. Do you think with this new version now of Caleb Wesson that you might start to see some more up-tempo basketball consistently from this team?
I think you will. I don't think it's not going to be like a run and gun type of offense just yet, but you will see this team get out and transition more. You will see this team. I like to call it easy buckets. You think about this offense last year and how many times they really had to work and struggle to try to break down a defense to score. It's because they weren't creating opportunities in transition. They weren't getting to the rim. They weren't pushing the ball because they just didn't really have the personnel for it. I think, yes, you'll see Caleb running the floor more, and I think that helps. But I think also you have guys in your backcourt with DJ Carton and CJ Walker that are much more capable of running that kind of offense and creating some of those opportunities. The flip side of that is you're probably going to see some turnovers from some of those guys, and there's sort of a balance that they're going to have to find there under Chris Holtmann. But I do think, yes, you'll see this team run more. I think you'll see a faster pace. But I'm not expecting them to be playing with a lightning tempo just yet.
Adam, so Carton's probably, you know, he's a game one guy. I mean, I think people are looking at him as being the leader right from the start. Give us a little take on that, and also like maybe Liddell and Gaffney and how many minutes you expect these guys to get year one.
Well, Carton is definitely going to be a guy that fans are going to like watching. I think he's going to have the highlight plays. I do a poll every year where I ask as many guys in the team for their picks, best dunker, best shooter, and best dresser on the team. And DJ Carton was voted the best dunker on the team by his teammates. So, I mean, and this is a dude who's, I think he's 6'3", and he's your point guard, and he's the best dunker. So you're going to see some flash and some explosiveness from him. People are going to gravitate toward him. I don't necessarily think he's going to start. I'm sure that CJ Walker will start.
Okay.
And you will see CJ Walker with DJ Carton. I mean, you'll see them play 2-3 guard combinations. You will see DJ Carton play starters minutes. I don't think he's going to start, at least off the bat. But then when you look at like EJ Liddell, I think he could potentially be their number two scorer. I mean, he's just a dude that gets buckets and he knows how to play in the paint. He's a winner. He's a good teammate. A guy that they're really counting on as being a critical part of this program for at least the next 2-3 years here. Gaffney is more of an interesting one. We got to watch a little bit of practice on Monday, and he did not have a very good practice, and we don't get to see much during the preseason, so you don't want to draw too many conclusions from 45 minutes. But he's very slender. He's got an athletic build to him, but I'm curious how that's going to hold up over the course of the season. He was kind of getting bullied out of the paint by some guys that he shouldn't be. So I think he's more of a work in progress than the other two. But Holtman said yesterday that no one's planning to redshirt on this team. So you're going to see all these guys play some minutes. I think it will be Carton and Liddell will play the most minutes among the freshmen, and then it will be Gaffney, and then you'll see Ibrahim Diallo in there to give Caleb a spell at the five.
Adam Jardy covering Buckeye hoops for the Columbus Dispatch on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And since you start talking about point guards, how confident do they feel, or do you feel, Adam, about the point guard play? I know that that's kind of been an issue here over the last couple of years, trying to kind of, glue that thing together and patchwork it at times. How confident are you that this will be, this will be a strong point guard season for the Bucks, regardless of how they kind of dole out the rotation?
I think both these guys are going to be guys that fans are going to like, and I think they bring a lot to the table. I mean, Chris Holtman, if you talk to him for more than 5 minutes at this point, I don't think it matters what topic it could be on. You could be talking to him about, Star Wars, and he would find a way to talk about how much he loves C.J. Walker and how this dude just plays the game the right way. The fans are going to love him. I mean, this is a team that has 7 guys who are freshmen or sophomores, and so there are still we think of Luther Muhammad and Dwayne Washington as being these veterans, but they're still only sophomores who have played important roles but still have a lot of room for growth. So when you have those guys in your backcourt, plus a guy like DJ Carton, who's incredibly talented but is still learning some things and still figuring out some things, you need somebody that you feel like you can really rely on. And that reliable guy is going to be C.J. Walker, which is why I think he starts. So I think that that's a big part of what this point guard position is going to look like this season, is a guy that plays the game the right way, that is really hungry. I mean, he knows how many days it's been since the last college basketball game he played. I mean, sitting out last year after transferring from Florida State, he just loves the game. He's very committed to it. He's going to be a coach someday. So I think that right there is an upgrade. And then you add in the athleticism of DJ Carton, and yeah, it's going to be a much better position this year.
Well, it's great. I'm sure Buckeye fans love hearing that you're talking about having some playmakers on this team, because outside of Caleb, and then when he wasn't on the floor, they were in trouble. They were such a good defensive team, but it was such a struggle to try to get into their offense and get set and make sure that, they weren't outscoring a lot of people. Now, if they have some playmakers, is there a concern for you right now, if there was going into the season? Is it front court depth? Is there something that you say, well, this is still a question mark to determine whether they can actually make a run this year?
I think it's maturity, because, like I said, you've got these guys, half your roster is guys who are in their first or second year in the program. And that is hard to sort of wrap our heads around a little bit, but like Holtman will tell you that if you talk to him, that like, this is last year's team, for all the lumps that it took, this team is even younger. So you sort of have to, I have to keep that in my head as I think about, well, DJ Carton can do this and EJ Liddell can do this. And you think that Luther and Dwayne can do these things here this year, now that they have a year under their belt, but they are still young. And so with that, there's going to be inconsistency. There's going to be too many turnovers at times, I think. I mean, this is one of those teams. And remember, we talked about this all the time with Thad, was how he always had his teams playing the best in March. And I think you'll see a similar journey with this year's team, and that they're going to have to learn some things early. They have a really tough, I mean, we think about it right off the bat, Cincinnati and Villanova and North Carolina, and like, they got some really, really tough games in the first month of the season, but they're going to learn a lot about themselves. And I think some of that reality check will help, but I do think this is a team that is going to have to mature in a big way for them to get where they need to be. So that would be my biggest concern. And then, I mean, you go from that and think, well, yeah, that leads to turnovers, that could lead to, a bad defensive night because the shots aren't falling. Like, there's a lot that comes with that, but these guys just need to start playing some games together and start figuring out how they can battle through adversity together, because they don't know that yet.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Should be a fun season to follow. Thanks for jumping on with us, Adam.
Always a pleasure, guys.